Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's been part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Catherine Caputo back on the show. Catherine is the president of her own company, Self Brand. She's one of the top branding experts on the planet. She is the author of I don't know how many books on branding. You Are a Brand. Also, Women Who Brand. Also, Breakthrough Branding. You're starting to get the picture. She's our good friend Catherine. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Thanks for 16 great years. Let's talk about some different ways to get your message out there. You know, you pointed out that you've been pointing out that we've become a nation of watchers, of viewers, not readers. And I have to stick in the editorial here, and more's the pity. But it is what it is. And yeah. I've had people say, I had people say, should I write another book? And I said, well, only if you can narrate it into YouTube. What do you think?
No, I agree with you. I mean, I was going to say, you know, I guess we've got to burn our books. But and most people are visual learners. You know, it's a higher percent, too. So having a visual component, having a YouTube channel and having videos on your book is very important to get people interested to read it. Because the inclination is, these days, video, video, video.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right.
And the other thing is,
look, I'm a high adopter. I've been using computers since most people's mothers were before their mother was born, but I've been on a computer long decades and decades. So I'm a high adopter, even though I'm kind of an older guy. But still,
right.
But even I use videos, instructional videos on YouTube all the time.
Right, you've got a video you've got a YouTube channel with a lot of videos on it, and
I do.
You know, it's important also because people remember 95% of a video message and only 10% of a textual message.
Mm-hmm.
So it sinks in better. So because it's got everything going for it, you know, sight, you know, hearing, words, it's all there. So you really want it to be part of your, you know, marketing arsenal. And, you know, the other thing that a lot of people don't realize is, you know, Google, when you say who's number one in search, everyone knows the answer is Google. Well, number two in search, you know, is not, you know, Microsoft's product. The number two in search is YouTube. Which is owned by Google, right? So they've got the number one and number two slots in search. And also, you know, YouTube is a trusted link. If they see that, you know, there's a link to click for a YouTube video, they're much more likely to click it because they trust it. It's not going to be, you know, malware or something like that. So
the number one phobia is not snakes or spiders or lightning or volcanoes or being abducted by aliens. The number one phobia is fear of public speaking. How is this going to affect people developing their own YouTube channel?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot more. We're all doing Zoom meetings, so we're all starting to get used to seeing ourselves talking on a screen and other people. So we're already moving in that direction, and I think it's something we all have to work on. And I think a key thing is just being yourself. You know, that's the key thing. And
humanity. You're talking about humanity. See? That's what people are drawn to, isn't it? And small businesses, that's the essence
totally
of our special sauce is our humanity, isn't it?
Right, and authenticity and likability, showing your personality. It doesn't have to be perfect, like an on-air announcer on television news at night, you know. You want to talk directly to customers and sort of be yourself, and you'll be very, very effective if you do that. And, you know, the other thing that's pretty amazing is by next year they believe online videos will be more than 82% of consumer traffic.
Wow.
So if you're a small businessman, you want to really understand that medium and use it. And I think one of the things people worry about is, you know, it's expensive, you know, I have to hire a big crew. Well, the whole trend, too, is, you know, you know, smartphone
video
videos,
selfie.
iPhone video. Yeah, do a selfie.
Yeah.
You know, or get a little, you know, tripod and talk into the camera. Explain your products and services. It can be very, very, and look at what your competitors are doing. You can Google it. Look at their, you know, look at their YouTube channels.
Well, and the other thing is, they don't have to be long. In fact, a minute and a half, 2 minutes is a little bite that people will take in a second, right?
Exactly. I mean, they're really, the most viewed are 1 to 2 minutes. So you really want to keep it short and sweet. And it's the biggest use and interest is how to, or explaining a service that you have in your company.
More than selling, right?
How
to help people is more powerful than trying to sell something, right? If you help them and they know where you are, they'll buy from you, won't they?
Exactly. People make that mistake and they think, oh, I got to make my sales pitch. That's a mistake. They'll come to you.
Right.
Give them information that they need to know. That's what's
isn't that the essence of branding, Catherine? I mean, branding is not advertising, right?
No. Yeah, it's everything you do to market yourself and your company and your products and services. So, you know, I include everything in it. So it's the way you appear, the way you talk to people on the phone, the messages, the voicemail message people would receive, the website. It all works together on building your brand.
Well, and
you want
it
to be consistent. One of the good...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, one of the things about the YouTube channel, too, is you can make it with your branding. You know, they have their own format, but you can put a banner at the top, like you do, Jim, and I do. So a banner at the top that reflects the branding on your website. So everything kind of all works together with a similar look and feel.
Well, that's exactly right. And folks, if somebody, you're an expert in your business. If somebody walked into your business and said, "Tell me how to do this or that with whatever you do," you stand there for 90 seconds and sound like a genius. Just say that into the selfie camera and put that up on YouTube. It's the same thing.
Right.
Now you're not talking to one person. You're talking to a million people.
Right. And you can put like a little thumbnail on the front of your video explaining what the topic is, or, you know, one sentence description underneath it when it's on the YouTube channel.
Yep.
And you can group them together. You know, you can group how-to videos. You can have underneath it, you know, here's what my, you know, clients or my customers say.
Hold on to that thought,
Catherine.
Can I have your website before we go to the break?
Sure. My website is selfbrand.com. SELFBRAND.com.
Selfbrand.com. Catherine with a C, Peter with a K. She and I will be right back. I'm Jim with a J. Stay with us.
One can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.